Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 30th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Immediate or deferred non-culprit lesion percutaneous coronary intervention in myocardial infarction. This international, investigator-initiated, open-label, randomized controlled trial was designed to compare immediate percutaneous coronary intervention guided by instantaneous wave-free ratio with deferred percutaneous coronary intervention guided by cardiac stress magnetic resonance imaging. The study enrolled patients with ST segment elevation myocardial infarction and multivessel disease. This research establishes a robust methodology to determine the optimal timing for treating non-culprit lesions in these high-risk patients. The findings from this trial will provide critical evidence to guide clinical practice for non-culprit lesion management in ST segment elevation myocardial infarction. Article number 2. Percutaneous coronary intervention of native coronary artery versus saphenous vein graft after prior bypass surgery. A multicenter randomized trial. The Proctor Multicenter randomized trial was designed to compare clinical outcomes between percutaneous coronary intervention of the native coronary artery versus percutaneous coronary intervention of the saphenous vein graft. This study enrolled patients with prior coronary artery bypass grafting who presented with saphenous vein graft failure. This randomized comparison directly addresses a gap in current guidelines, which rely solely on observational data for recommendations regarding percutaneous coronary intervention strategy after bypass surgery. The findings will establish evidence-based guidance for optimal revascularization in this complex patient population. Article number 3. Nuclear endothelial nitric oxide synthase interacts with an S-nitrosate's adenosine deaminase, RNA-specific, 1 to modulate type 1 interferon signaling and endothelial function. This research assessed the role of nuclear endothelial nitric oxide synthase and nitric oxide signaling for endothelial cell function. Using loss-of-function approaches, confocal microscopy, and biochemical analyses, the study found that endothelial nitric oxide synthase, localized in the endothelial cell nucleus, generates nitric oxide. This nuclear endothelial nitric oxide synthase interacts with an S-nitrosate's adenosine deaminase RNA-specific, 1, consequently modulating type 1 interferon signaling. These findings reveal a novel molecular mechanism through which nuclear endothelial nitric oxide synthase regulates vascular inflammation and endothelial homeostasis, offering new therapeutic avenues for endothelial dysfunction. Article number 4. Geometric features of ventricular tachycardia corridors in patients with ischemic cardiomyopathy. This retrospective cohort study characterized the geometric features of viable corridors participating in ventricular tachycardia circuitry in ischemic cardiomyopathy. Researchers analyzed patients who underwent cardiovascular magnetic resonance imaging before their first ventricular tachycardia ablation. Applying a three-dimensional hyperboloid model to viable corridors derived from late gadolinium-enhanced cardiovascular magnetic resonance imaging, the study provided a precise geometric understanding of ventricular tachycardia circuitry. This detailed geometric mapping improves the understanding of ventricular tachycardia mechanisms, potentially leading to more targeted and effective ablation strategies for ischemic cardiomyopathy. Article number 5. Genetic diagnosis of familial hypercholesterolemia in residual newborn dried blood spots. This cross-sectional study investigated the feasibility and results of genetic testing for familial hypercholesterolemia using residual newborn screening dried blood spots. The research successfully performed genetic testing in samples with biomarkers suggesting high risk for familial hypercholesterolemia. This approach demonstrates a viable method for dramatically increasing the early diagnosis of familial hypercholesterolemia in newborns and their relatives. These findings establish a crucial initial step toward developing a multi-tier newborn screening program for this common, treatable genetic condition, enabling earlier intervention and improved long-term outcomes. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description, or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.